Retirement is not something that everyone wants to embrace. Today, we look at the third act and the challenges of finding work in your 60s and beyond. That's a question Lisa Belkin explored recently in her column. She writes for the New York Times, and she joins me from her home in New York. Welcome, Lisa.
Good to be here.
So when you wrote about this, you used your mom as an example.
She is 68. I'm allowed to say that. She's been working her whole life. And then they eliminated her department where she was teaching law and business, and she had to go find a job. And all of a sudden, for the first time, my mother, who was used to presenting this stellar resume with two PhDs and a law degree, was not getting interviews.
So what did she do?
She got mad, and she's actually found a job that she loves. And people her age and slightly younger are saying, "My brain has not stopped working. And in a way, I am more valuable as an employee than I was 30 years ago. I don't need health insurance. I have Medicare. I don't need to get home for the soccer game. Don't worry about scheduling, you know, life, work, flexibility for me. And a lot of the time, I want to work part of the time. You don't even have to pay me a full salary."
A lot of people who have hit what would be the traditional retirement age, 65 or so, hear, "Well, why don't you just volunteer?"
Oh, that makes mom mad. And she does volunteer. But our society is set up so that money counts. And income is a measure of what you're worth, not to the world as much as to the person you were working for. And there's actually a really interesting organization that I wrote about in this column. It's called ReServe. It's reserveinc.org. And it is in the business of matching retirees who want to do some work and don't need a lot of money for it, but want some monetary recognition with government agencies, social service agencies, organizations that are frankly having a hard time finding experienced people.
What's your advice to someone who's, you know, maybe deep into their 60s and their 70s, who's out looking for a job?
The answer is it stinks. And the people who are retired are not the problem. The people who are getting their resumes and immediately dismissing them because, like me, they simply assume that the people they work with should be like them. And there's something slightly off-putting about hiring grandma. There's a discomfort in the workplace between the generations that we've got to deal with because people are living longer. They need to work more. We have fewer younger workers, so we need more older workers. And if you're not hiring someone in their 60s because you think, oh, they won't stay for 25 years, well, neither will the person in their 30s. That's just a reality of the workplace.
Lisa Belkin is a columnist writing on workplace issues for the New York Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.